we mentioned that there's a inyan of mentioning the same Talo Matar as well as Machshav HaRuach in our davening. So we discuss if one forgets to say Talo Matar regularly speaking, today, tomorrow, so the halach is you must repeat the whole Shmona Esrei. And what happens if you're not sure, if you forgot? So what did we say?
If you're not sure,
I know, but so what?
Okay.
If you're not sure if you did it.
You didn't have to be it to know
the
this.
The presumption is you did it.
Well, there's two things. 30-day period in which it is.
Right, there's one thing. What Rabbi Gold said, bracha and lahakil, but it's when you say special rules which don't always follow that.
Right, so as Henry pointed out, the rule of thumb is, we could understand the rule, but the rule is that they're quoted from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes the first 30 days after you make a change, so then you have to go back, because we assume the first 30 days you're working on setting up a chazaka, on a status quo. We know what creatures have had, but we go with the flow. So therefore, if you're not sure, we assume you did what you're accustomed to doing. What are you accustomed to doing? Well, you've been doing for the past 30 days. Of course, when I say 30 days, I only mean someone who davens three times a day. If you daven once a day, then you might have to wait a lot longer than 30 days.
But for 100,
right, yeah, right. That's the suggestion of the Maharami Rutenberg, to count this to 100 times up front, and therefore, you know, you have to do a little bit before, a little bit after, to make it meaningful. You can't just say Machshav HaRuach in a vacuum.
You have to
go back from the beginning. Right, you got to do Machal Kil Chayim Bechesed. That's what I mean. You can't just say Machshav. There's no you have to have a flow like you were davening Shmon Esrei. If you do a couple of lines before and a little bit after, though, that the Maharam says was. Others disagree. And we said, well, the issue was in terms of Chazaka.
Oh, how did you find Chazaka, huh? Is that the issue?
Well, actually, the Kudasa Machlokes is how to do with the Gemara and Baba Kama about the status of a Shor Muad, an ox that gores three times. So the Gemara has an opinion.
It's on the same day or...
Right, so we assume it's three consecutive days. What happens if he gored three times in one day? Maybe he's just having a bad day. But it doesn't tell you anything about the character of the animal.
Yishechtim.
So, what?
If the answer is Yishechtim.
Right, so... So, we explained...
What did the Gemara conclude there? I mean, they argue about it.
Yeah, but the Gemara concludes that we don't accept it, but the Nod to Behuda says that's for a different reason. So therefore, the principle we agree with. So therefore, those who write the principle we agree with, and therefore, so it applies also to the Maharam applies to Machshav HaRuach. So what's the machlokas whether you apply this principle? Because the issue is what type of chazaka is Shor Hamuad? It's either what we call a siba or a simin. A siba meaning because it gored three times, that goring three times caused it to become a Shor Muad. Oh no!
Definition.
Yeah, that's the definition. Oh no! It's nothing to do. That's not the definition of a Shor Muad. He always was a Shor Muad. But when you do it three times, we know that you're a Shor Muad. You always were. Nothing new's not happening. You're revealing your old character. You're revealing about yourself that no one knew. But it's not that any change is happening. My nafkamina. The nafkamina is if a goy after two times you sold it to someone else, and let's assume it's worth less money because one more time and it's going to be killed or whatever.
Yes.
So you have, is it considered a mekach tol? So it depends. If you say the third time, if it's a siba, when it gores the third time it becomes a shor muad, then okay, what do you want from me? It was a fine animal with me, it's all because of you it became a shor muad. If I say it's a Simen, that means it always was a Shoar Mu'ul, but I just couldn't prove it before. Now that you go the third time, it's Megalo, I'm afraid it always was a Mu'ul, then I got my money back.
Look,
or I want my refund.
That's a mistaken reasoning. You see, none of us can read the ox's mind. So, we, on the best evidence available, we determine a price. And we both know that you go twice before buyer and seller, and on the basis of the evidence, we determine a price, you know, working the odds. What's wrong with that?
No, if you work that out,
well,
if you did, if you
take the odds and agree on a contract.
If, no, there'd be nothing wrong with that. That's what you agreed on. If you pointed that fact out,
if he knows that the ox gored twice already, and I know, we all know the facts available, and we say the chances of 15% or whatever, that you know, based on whatever, then
no, if that I agree. If that's what you work out, I'm just saying hypothetically, if that wasn't worked out, if you just assumed it was a regular animal. I'm just proving it to. I'm just giving an extreme case to come to a principle. I'm not asking you're filing pragmatically. What would me and you make a deal on?
Trying to come to a distinction as to what is that
We're focusing on the Simon and Siva, not whether I'm going to get my money back for sure or not.
Yes, it's good. You talk about the Mechka Tower. I don't care it either way.
No, that was just a nafka mina to clarify more Sim and Siva. Well, you want to argue on the Mechka Tower, so that's fine. That's not the point here. The point is just a way to. I just wanted to clarify what. I know it is. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying you might want to ding talk on the Nafka Mina. That's a separate discussion. The Nafka Mina is not my issue. So let's say there is no Nafka Mina. It's still a Simen and Ziba. So therefore, so goes to the Maharam Rurenberg. So what does he hold? Should he compare Shoar Mu'ad, the case of someone goring three times in one day, an animal goring three times in one day, to someone who says Mashavaracha or Talamat or 100 times in one day? So what is he learning? What type of chazaka? A Simen or a Siba?
Okay, so what case is this that he's...
I wonder the Shoar Mu'ad. Okay. What does he learn? He compares it to the case of saying Mashavarach 100 times. So what are we forced to say? What type of chazaka is the Maharam learning? Is Shoar Mu'ad a Siba or a Simen? Yeah, why?
Yourself.
Right, in other words, Henry's correct, because how can we make the... Everyone has to agree saying Mashavaruach 100 times isn't a semen, it's a Siba, that's not a machokas. The Chazak, could you create a habit by saying Mashavaruach either 30 days, three times a day with a couple of fours in there to make the 100, or whether you say it 100 times straight, that's obviously a Siba. You're doing something to create a... That's a given, Mashavaruach is a Siba. So now, if you want to compare Shoar Mu'ad to, you have to have the same type of chazaka to make a comparison. So clearly, the Maharam Rurenberg, who says you could say 100 times Mashavaruach, he learns it out from Shoar Mu'ad, he's learning that both the Siba. It's the goring three times that creates the chalot, and therefore he says it's a good comparison, and therefore you can do it by Talamata, Mashavaruach, repeating 100 times consecutively, right after each other. The other Rishonim say, what are you talking about, Maharam? It's a no-soap radio. How could you compare the chazaka of Shoar Mu'ad, which is a simen, to the chazaka of Mashavaruach, which is a siba? You can't compare the two chazakas. That's why it's a machlokas Rishonim, whether the Ramah, we paskin like the Maharam, you can do it. But those Rishonim who say it's a no-go, you can't say it 100 times Mashavaruach or Talamatar, they learned the Gemara in Baba Kama of Shoar Mu'ad as a simen, not a siba.
Yes, look, excuse me.
You go on, Jeff.
They learn the Gemara differently.
People
also learn saying 100 times differently.
No, everyone, you can't, a siba. You can't argue it's a simen. It doesn't make any sense to say. By Talamat, there's only one way really to say it. Why do we want to keep on saying it? By us saying it more, that creates a... We're creatures of habit. It creates a rug, something we're accustomed to do. So therefore, that's how. So you can't say it's a siba. I can't say because I said.
No, you can't say it's a
siba. I can't say it's a siba. It is a siba. I can't say saying it 100 times is a siba. It's not a siba for anything.
Okay.
That's so therefore everyone agrees to Mashavaruach. The question is how you learn Shoar Mu'ad. So that was the issue there. So we had another machlokas Rishonim. What happens? So the halacha is if you get talo matzah, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. What happens if you remember before you oker raglov? Let's say before you say oseh shalom b'mroma, before you take your three steps back, we'll consider that oker raglov. We'll consider that point the end of Shmona Esrei. Before you took your three steps, they said, wait a second. You took a glance up, you were spacing out, and you saw the sign up there, talo matzah. Now what? Do you have to go back? The question is, do I have to go back to the beginning? Where do I have to go back to? Any suggestions?
Depends where you are.
I said you're right by Sim Shalom.
You're about to finish?
Yeah, you're at Sim Shalom, the end of Davening.
You finish that section.
Oh,
you gotta go back to the beginning.
Don't you have to go back to Shema Koleinu? Because it can be a request. You can take it as a bakasha.
Well, in general, there's a difference between Mashav HaRuach of the same Talmud Mutter, and they're in different sections of Shmon Esrei. Mashav HaRuach is only praising God for His power,
yes.
And that's why it's in the praise section.
Yes.
Talmud Mutter actually asking for rain, yes. It's in the bakasha section. That's true. So therefore, what are you saying? Right, so you say, so if you remember, you didn't say Mashav HaRuach, and you're in Sim Shalom, you gotta go back to the beginning. You start from the beginning. Back to the basics. So, you want to say yes by Talmud Matzah, you don't have to do that. Is that what you're telling me?
The beginning of the Bakashas. Beginning of the middle part.
Which is what?
Section you can go back to.
You mean?
I don't know.
A tachonin to go back to?
Maybe whatever the beginning.
Okay, that's Jeff's suggestion. Anyone else?
No. If you're in the section, you can go back to the beginning of that blessing.
I'm at Sim Shalom now.
But you're in the last section, so it's different. Then
I know,
so
I'm asking.
And do the whole thing again.
Okay, so you go back to the beginning, you're saying. And so do you go back to Tachonin any more votes? Henry? You're smart enough to keep your mouth shut. I like that. Yeah, Mike? You still have some self-respect.
Yeah.
I'll say Bruce for last, so once we know what Bruce is, we have
a
I think that you blew that rule, and then glad to see you got one right.
Did he?
Yeah, I got one right.
You're going to ruin your reputation.
Don't go back.
Don't go back.
I didn't go back to start a Sim Shalom. I just put it in there.
So...
It's
a machlokas rishonim, but not the same machlokas you guys are having. The two choices are as follows. So it's Tosis in Tainis, and the Ron Wright Rishem of Haigon. Do olam chozia l'shamea tefila. Tosis, the Bali Tosis, and you go back. Since we said, what happens if you remember? Well, maybe I didn't tell you that part. Maybe I mentioned it last week. This halacha. That if you, let's say after, we know you say Baruch Aleinu in the middle of Shemon Esrei, in the bracha, Baruch Aleinu. What happens if you're already in the, you're past that bracha, and you remember anywhere in Shema Aleinu or before you got to Shema Aleinu? So the halacha is you insert it in Shema Aleinu. That's the halacha. Yeah. No, not only, you don't do Mashav HaRuach, only Talmud Matzah. Because it's in the same section, so therefore it's in Bakasha. So you can make, everyone agrees to that. You can make up the same Talmud, well, I'll never say everyone, but the luck is you say it in Baruch Aleinu, but if you miss it, you can make it up in Shomei Tefillah. So the Tosis says, so to here, if you're up to Sim Shalom, why go back to the beginning or somewhere else? If we want to minimize how many brachas we're repeating. So since it works, if I forgot Baruch Aleinu originally, I can make it on my way there, I can make it up. So why not just go back to Shema Tefillah? That's Tosis's opinion to go in. And the Rambam says, no way. The Rambam says, you have to go back to the bracha Baruch Aleinu. You have to go back, and that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch.
Because you're going back, you might as well go back properly.
Well, that's the question. Well, that's
the beginning of that blessing, right?
I'm just giving you the facts. Why, we'll discuss right now, huh?
The beginning of that blessing.
Yeah, Baruch Aleinu. So, the Rambam Paskin to go back to Baruch Aleinu, if you're in the middle of Sin Shalom, the Rambam agrees if you're past Baruch Aleinu before Shema Aleinu, you put it into Shema Aleinu. And that's not a disagreement. The disagreement is once you pass that and you're in the third section, the Tosis makes sense to me. If I was giving a logical answer, I would say like Tosis. Why? If Shemaya Tefillah works, why not go back to Shemaya Tefillah? Mm-hmm. The Rambam, it seems to be Nisak and Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam. Whoever said the Shulchan Aruch make, oh no. So, and the Rambam says you go back to Baruch and say, what's in the Kudus HaMachlokas here? What's the issue at hand? Why does the Rambam say you have to go back to Baruch? You can't go back. It doesn't work, Shema Aleinu. You can't do it. I guess the question is, whatever you did it, if according to the Rambam, we'll see, if the Rambam, according to the Rambam, what if you did, would you be Yotzei Shemon Esrei? That will, when we figure out the Lamdas, we'll be able to answer that question better. But according to Tosis, you just have to go back to Shema Kolenu. So I'm saying even LaHalacha, so even if it's not the Rambam, maybe you could, if you did it, maybe you have with the Tosis to rely on. But what's in the Kudas, how we want to get down to the Lamdas here. What's the issue here? Whether you could go back to Shema Kolenu or you have to go back to Baruch Kolenu. Jeff?
Well, I think there's two possible.
Yeah. You're on the right track already.
There are three sections this morning. If you're going to go back, you must go back to the beginning of one of the three sections form a unit. Each section, you can't...
So why not, you forget Baruch Kolenu? But you mean once you're out of that unit already?
Yes, once you're out of the unit, then you might go back to the beginning of the unit. You're going to go back up again. So that's one possibility.
No, to the beginning of the unit, then you go back to Atah Chonin.
Oh, okay, scrap that.
Like you said, that was your story originally, yeah.
Okay, scrap that. But even two now, let's go.
Right.
That if you're going to go back to the best place. You know, a bit vaguely.
If you're going to do it right?
But the question is...
It's a bit vague what I'm saying, but...
Why go back?
Right, that's the one. That's the issue. Why do you? Why you go back? We know you.
I thought the why is because if you've missed it, it's like you didn't do the whole.
But actually, that was on the right track. That's also going to play a key role. How you view Talmud Mutter. Very good. We're going to get to that as well. Mm-hmm. So before that, so we need one more step before that. So the question is, how do we view the chiyuv of Talmud Mutter? Right. We know there's a chiyuv to say on December 5th, 4th. The same Talamat Gavrach, as Alan's pointing out, what's the nature of the Chiyav? Well, once we have to say, Chazal put it into a tefillah, but what exactly role does it fit in? So Tosus says, it's not Miguf HaTefillah. We know we've discussed Yalav HaYavel other times, is do we view Talamat as inherent to the tefillah, as Alan's pointing out, or perhaps it's more external to the tefillah? It's enough of external, you have to go back. But it's still not miguf. It's not in the toface of tefillah. So Tosis Shita is, it's not miguf at tefillah. It's basically a chiyav she'ela. You have a general chiyav to request rain during the raining season. And he said, and there are two places in Shmoneh Esther where you have the ability to do that. What? Right. So one is in Birkat Hashanim, Baruch Aleinu, and the other is Shomei Tefillah, which is a generic. So lechad chila, the most appropriate place where we're asking for a parnasa, we ask the request for rain in Baruch Hu, that's the ideal place. But we know Shomei Tefillah is a general, and same thing, it's not just for rain. Let's say you're someone sick. So there's a special prayer you put in Rafa'inu, but if you miss that, you throw it in Shomei. Anything, Shomei Tefillah, anything you, in that Bakasha section you want to throw in now, it's okay. So something to do with the chi of Sheila, it's a din in Shomei Tefillah in general. Any section you miss within the Bakasha, we let you make it up. Right. So Yayav is in the next section, or else it would... It's in the last section, so it doesn't help. But, so that's what... So Tosis says it's a Chiyav She'ela. The ideal place is to put it in Baruch Aleinu. The next best thing to being there is put it into Shomei Tefillah. So therefore, if I ask you, knowing this logic... So if I'm in Sim Shalom and I have to go back, where should I go back to? Is it okay to, can I make it up in Shomei Tefillah? Yes, because really it's appropriate in two places. L'chazil, I mean, when I'm my first time around, if I do it right, put it in there. But once I could be Yotzei in Shema Kolenu, what's the point of going back repeating all these unnecessary brachas?
That's possible.
Right, and the Rambam says no. The Rambam Shita is, it's Miguf Nusach HaBracha, that Talmud Mutter is in the guf, it's part and parcel from December 5th or 4th until Pesach time, whenever we switch, that's considered part and parcel of our Shmon Esrei. And therefore the halacha is, you have to make it up in, you have to say in Baruch Aleinu. Right, so why does the Rambam say then that if you forget it in Baruch Aleinu, you can make it in Shomei Tefillah? If it's so inherent, how could, and in fact, that's what Sri Pesach Frank's Kash on Rav Chaim about something similar. If you assume Talmud Mutter is inherent, how could you make it up in Shomei? In fact, that's some people's Raya, it's not inherent. The fact that you can make it up in Shomei, but the Rama holds it is, so therefore, according to the Rambam, how could you make it up? So the Briskers have a Chiddush. It's not the classical din of Tashlumin. We assume Tashlumin means if I forget Mincha, I could dive in two Shmoneh Esrei, it's a Meirav, etc. So what the Rav wants to say in other briskets is Shema Koenu, it's a din in Tashrumin. Sheyachol lahashrim ashechisir bebracha bebircha shomeya tefila. In other words, it's not a separate halacha of Talamut, as I pointed out, as he quotes the Bir Halacha, who says, Hu adim in chisir bishar brachas. If you forgot, let's say, part of, tikka bracha. Any bracha in the middle, you left out an ikar, a main part of the bracha, which you're not yotzei on. Going kibbutz goliyas, b'birchas tekar b'shofer. The gam kein yachal lahashka b'shomayat tefillah. So I'm pointing out something, it's not a din of, nothing to do with talamata. The way they learn the Rambam is that l'chat chila, the halacha is, you have to mention in shomayat tefillah. But it's like we have a din of tashrum, and if you miss a whole tree, you make it up. Shomayat tefillah, it's a generic din. Also, kibbutz goliyas, any bracha we're not familiar with, but that's the halacha brought down, post can bring down, that you can make up any bracha you want in Shomei Tefillah. So it's a din in
I mean,
it's brought down, the Bir Halacha brings it down. The Hu Adin in Chiser B'Shar Bracha is Davishu Mikar Bracha, you can, above the Ofen Sheshach Gam B'Shomei Tefillah. So therefore, the Chiddush of the Rambam is, normally the din of Tashrumin is, we paskin, you have until the next tefillah. If I forget Shacharis, I can make it up during Mincha. But once I get to Ma'ariv, batel din Tashrumin. The Rambam Shita is, once I pass Mavarach Hashanim, the din of Tashrumin kicks in, but that's only until I get to Shema Koleno. Once I pass Shema Koleno, batel din Tashrumin, there's no longer din of Tashrumin, and I have to go back now to the original din of Baruch Aleinu. So the Rambam has a special din of Tashrum. It only works, calls man, you're in the section of Bakasha. And Tosuf and Kibbutz Golias is the same way. You only can make it up in Shema Koleinu once you're in it. Once you pass Shema Koleinu, that's it. So there's no longer din of Tashrum. There's no din of Tashrum, and so I can't make up. It's not the, according to the Rambam, Talamut is Miguf HaTfilah, and so I have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's the Rambam Shita. Once you forgot the Talamutter and you're in the middle of Sim Shalom or Modim Anachnulach, you can't go back to Shema Kolein because Batul Din Tashrumin, and therefore you have to go back to its original source of the same Talamutter. So that's the Machloket Tosus versus the Rambam. Whether if I forget Talamutter and I'm in the last section of Shmona Esrei, can I go back to Shema Kolein or do I have to go back to? It depends on how we view the same Talamutter. So, according to the Tosfos, it's just a chil of Sheila, so lechat chil of Baruch Aleinu, but b'di'eved, there's no problem putting in Shema Koleinu. Mm-hmm. And the Rambam learns more than that. It's b'guf ha'tfilah. The Chiddush, according to the Rambam, I wouldn't even think you can make it up in Shema Koleinu at all. The Chiddush HaRambam is a din of Shema Koleinu plays a role of Tashrumin, but as we say, it's once you have a Chiddush, how far does the Chiddush go? He only says this Chiddush up until you finish Shomei HaTfilah. But once you start the next section, that's a further machlokas rishonim achronim. What happens if I said Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah, and then I remembered I didn't start Ritzeya. I ended the last section, but I didn't begin. I guess that's the question: is what's considered ending, what's beginning? Yes. But the facts are, I said Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. I'm about to say Ritzeya. Say, wait a second! I forgot the same Talmud Mutter. Now what? Either according to the Rambam, according to Tosis, what do I do?
Stick it in there if you don't delay too long.
So they quote there's a Rav Yah in Tainis that writes, "Imsiyam Birkas Hashanim." Let's say I forgot. I said Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarach Hashanim in the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. I forgot Talamutter. I didn't start the Kabbisho for you again. Can I insert the words? What do I do now? Did I insert the words of the same Talamut? Do I wait to Shema Koleinu? Do I go back to Baruch Aleinu? What do you do if you remember right after you said Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarach Hashanim? What do I do about the same Talamut? So the Rav Yah in Tainis says, "Imsiyam Birkas Hashanim, v'nizkar kodem shehitchil Birkas Taka b'shofer, yachol lisho sham." So the Rav Yah says, I can insert the words of the same Talamut right there. I ask the Mevarach Hashanim, and then that's it, I'm home free. However, that's only according to who is the Rav Yah working with. Would this fit in with the Shitas Rambam or the Shitas Tosfos? Apisvara, it only makes sense according to one of the two schools of thought. Does it make sense according to Tosus or the Rambam that I can make it up after I say Mevarach Hashanim? Right, it only makes sense according to Tosus. Why? Because Tosus says the same Talal Matar is a Chiyav She'ela. You're making a request that Lichat Chila, you want to make it in Baruch Aleinu itself, but Samach L'Baruch Aleinu, you know, it's also okay. According to the Rambam, it's a Miguf HaTzvila, that's it, you finished the Bracha. L'Baruch Hashanim, so you'd have to, according to the Rambam, you'd have to wait to Shema Koleinu. According to Tosus, you could do it. And also, that would be, and similarly, they point out, what about the Rav Yoh also says it by two places. It's the halacha by Mashiv Haruach, same question. Let's say you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh HaMeisim. If you start saying the word Atah, it's all over. You got to start over again. But if you quote it, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh. So anytime before Mechayeh HaMeisim, you could just insert it there or just go back to Mechalko. But you said Mechayeh HaMeisim. And you didn't start Atah. So do I say Mashiv HaRuach right there, or I have to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei? So the Rav Yoh brings down this halacha by both places. By Mashiv HaRuach HaMorid HaGashem, and the same Talal Matar, that if you remember at the end, before you start the new bracha, you could still insert it there. However, in Shulchan Aruch, they only bring it down by Morid HaGashem. And Shulchan Aruch makes this distinction between Mashiv HaRuach and Talal Matar. So why? So the Rebbe explains because the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rambam by Baruch, and it says if you remember in Sim Shalom, you have to go back to Baruch Leinu. Shomei Tzvila doesn't work. So because it's you need to be Din HaTzvila. So he says, by Mashiv HaRuach, you could view it, he wants to make a chiluk, it's only external. Mashiv HaRuach maybe is this the chil of Shela, but you're not even asking for anything. It's just basically it's external to your davening in the sense that, I mean, it's not external enough, you have to repeat it, but it's not considered to be guf atzila, it has to be said right there, and it's enough that you can make it up on Mechayeh HaMeisim. But if you hold by Talal Matar, if you hold like the Rambam, it's guf atzila, once you pass Shema Koleinu, so the question is, what if you remember at Shema Koleinu, the question would be in the Rambam, whether it's enough to go back, whether you consider finished that bracha. One could argue, according to the Rambam, it's too late. If you said Shomei Tefillah, you might have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. But according to the different poskim, you know, poskim bring down, we could rely on it. If you forgot Shomei Tefillah, you can insert Talal Matar right there and Mashiv HaRuach. Even though the Shulchan Aruch only brings it down by Mashiv HaRuach, other poskim bring it down by Shomei Tefillah as well, that you could insert the same Talal Matar, Baruch Atah Shomei Tefillah, Bezein Talal Matar, and then go on. According to the Rambam, you probably have to go back.
What's the inscription for Rosh Chodesh? What do you call
Yalav Yavu, right?
Same machlokas there, or not? No, it would agree it's not a bakasha, so
Yalav Yavu. By where, Yalav Yavu what? Rosh Chodesh? Or Yantav?
Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavu.
So what's the case?
And you've made the brach at the end of that.
No, but Yalav Yavu is not in the bakasha section.
Okay, so we're not in
the section.
It's on the third, so you're ready. So the question is, you mean, where do you go back to?
Yes. If I said after making Baruch Atah Hashem.
Right, so we go back. Because you just have to go back to the beginning of the Ritzei section. Shvachalin is going further back.
Okay.
You got a question? If you're around Tuesday and Wednesday, we're on.
Mashiv HaRuach is an opinion that it's not Miguf HaTzvila?
Well, we assume Mashiv HaRuach, you have to go back. The question is, why do you have to go back? Either go back because it's like you didn't have in Shmon Esrei? Well, no, you could say, during this time period, Chazal said that you have to, you need, it's a bracha b'ein ha-ma'ora. The Chazal said if you did a Shmon Esrei without Talal Matar, you're not Yotzei, but not because you're not Yotzei Tzvila, you're Yotzei, you just have to, you can't say Talal Matar, kind of like Yalav Yavel, they'll compare it to. I'm saying Pashas, we assume it's part of it. I'm saying it's based on the chiluk they make for the question. He's trying to answer, how come in Shulchan Aruch they make a distinction between Mashiv HaRuach and Talal Matar?
Yeah.
And this suggesting of Pilam, those are the facts. Shulchan Aruch only brings down this halacha by Talal Matar, not because someone has suggested that, but I'm saying is All we know is Machshav Baruch, you have to go back. The same Talmud or Yalav Yavu is a machok, it's the same way. Whether it's Meguf Atzil or not. I mean, we know you have to go back. The question is, why do you have to go back?
Okay. With the other side, if it's not Migufa Tfila, then it's just what Haskara.
No, then it's a, you know, it's part of, let's say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Chazal said on certain times of the year, certain days, we have to insert Tfila. They said, if you don't see, you have to repeat davening. Because Chazal went, because Chazal said you can't say it in a vacuum. Like Yalav Yavu, I can't say, okay, let me just say Yalav.
The saying it in a vacuum is what strikes me. If you can say it after Baruch Hashanim, you just say, you know.
No, but that's not
in a vacuum.
No, but it's not in a vacuum. It's in the context of Shemone Esrei.
But it's post-bracha, you know? It's just one
according to the Rambam, I mean, that's what the Rambam says, you can't do it. Okay. Yeah, I'm saying somebody told us to say, Rambam would say you have to wait to Shema Kaleinu.
Right.
But you're saying, that's how the Rambam looks. Once you pass that bracha, we view like a vacuum, and then you need Shomei Tzvila for the special dinner of Kashrum, and yeah.
I hear.
Right.